Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Amy Marks Kors. Yeah, but you're about to say something. Your mouth is wide open.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're on your phone way too damn much.
Dude, my brain is fried. My brain is fried. And it bothers me because I have either it's a nervous habit or just a habit. If there is a half a second of downtime, half a second, I pick up my phone and look at it. If I am watching TV, a Hallmark movie perhaps, several minutes go by and I realize I missed that part of the movie because I'm looking at my phone. This I really know with recipes because I watch the Food Network. And they're making a dish. I want to see the dish. I'm watching it. And then suddenly I'm looking at my phone and I don't even realize why. I also, when I was younger, I could read for hours. And I'm not joking. I would go to the library, pick up 4 books at a time and have to get new books in a couple days. Like I'd read for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Now, I find myself rereading a single paragraph because I lost focus. So Steve Magnus is a former like running coach. He's kind of a life coach now, I guess you could say. Very active, ironically, online. But I saw this Instagram post. I want to read part of it. Because it convicted me so much that yesterday I took my phone, I put it in the other room. I no longer have my phone in the room when I do the show. It's too distracting. So Steve says, our brains are fried. You try to read a book, you can't focus. You sit with loved ones, your mind drifts to work or phone. Feel a buzz in your pocket, but there's no notification. We're not just distracted, we're digitally disoriented. Here's what's going on and how to push back. Psychologists call it, it's called digital dementia. There's a name for it, and I'm getting it. It's the forgetfulness, lack of focus, and chronic mental fatigue caused by tech overuse. It occurs because we're training our brains to live in partial attention, task switching constantly and never going deep. Our phones aren't just distracting us. They're rewiring how we think, feel, and engage. Frequent phone use impairs working memory, attention, and cognitive flexibility. And he says, why? Because your brain sucks at multitasking, but your phone demands it. The result, you're never fully present anywhere. You're always half here and half there. He continues, it gets worse. Constant task switching activates your stress response with no outlet. You feel the pressure of 100 micro stressors, but you never get to act on or resolve them. Over time, the burnout leads to irritability and mental fog. That describes exactly what I feel. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the motion I'm making where all your muscles are tense and you feel like your nerves are fried, all your nerves are on end. And I know that I am half here, half there all the time. I don't like it. I want to be fully present.
And so being fully present is really important and leads us to an expansion of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics, in a study from last year, have shown that, or they found that, one of the strongest predictors of a child's screen time, because mm-hmm. we were just talking about kids during the last segment and how they are so attached to a phone. And, you know, it's just one of those topics that we discuss all the time here. And I know that as a society, we're having this conversation over and over and over again, that as adults, one of the things that we can do to make sure our kids are not so attached to their phones is this. And because of that study by the American Pediatrics mm-hmm. Association, they have found that your screen time as a parent is one of the strongest predictors of how your children will be using their phones or using an iPad or staring at a screen. So we can all, in helping ourselves, make sure that we are helping the kids as well. And in this story from NPR, they give you multiple different ways that you can do that. And by setting a good example for your kids, you're actually doing good for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but that's how you can sort of prevent or limit the amount of time that your kid is on his or her phone. So one of the bits of advice they give you is to ask yourself if the response can wait. So you've got a time-sensitive email or maybe something from the big boss, and you sort of have to, you know, you have to respond to it in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, right? But if it's just a friend who's checking in, seeing how you're doing, or, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of small talk, you don't really have to get to that person right away. That's one. Another, Amy, is if you have to fub your child, explain to them why. Have you heard of fubbing?
So it sounds similar to fibbing.
It is not.
Okay.
Fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G.
P-H-U-B-B, okay.
Is phone snubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what phone snubbing is?
Yes.
Can you guess?
Yes, I know what that is, because it's, let's say you're on a date or you're out with someone and you're ignoring them because you're staring at your phone.
That is exactly
you're
right.
Fubbing.
That is exactly right. And when you do that, researchers say that you are showing the person you are with at the time, and we're thinking of our friends, you know, you're at the dinner table with friends, you get your phone mm-hmm. out, but it happens with your kids too.
Mm-hmm.
If you are with your children and you get your phone out, what you are saying is, whatever's happening on this phone is more important than you.
I hate that message. Wow,
so,
that's awful.
So if you have to fub your child, the study says that you need to explain to them, maybe show them the phone and say, look, here is this email. And if you're at breakfast or you're having dinner with them and it's a really important, timely thing that has to be answered in the moment, explain to them what you are doing. Don't just get out your phone and ignore your kids. That's another one.
That is really good. And I hate that message. Like, it hurt my heart to hear you say, yeah, what you're doing is you're telling your kid what's ever on my phone is more important than you right now. And going back to the Steve Magnus, this, you know, running coach / life coach, he also gives some tips for how to break that cycle. And he says, out of sight, out of mind. And of course, this is the one that inspired me to toss my phone down the hall during our show. Leaving your phone in your pocket or on silent isn't enough. Studies show that even someone else's phone on a table impairs our focus, because we have trained our brains to think that the phone, that object, is the most important thing in the world. So you're naturally drawn to it. It doesn't just represent social media or text messages. It's a reminder of all that we have to do and can do in the world. That I love. That recognition that the phone is in that little rectangular object is everything that I have to get done, that I have to get back to, that I have to respond to, that I could be doing. It's so stressful. This is one that I'm working on, and I'm going to have to buy a real old school alarm clock, because they say do not charge your phone in the bedroom. A lot of people charge their phones next to their bed. Research links nighttime phone use to poor sleep, more stress, and even depression. The solution is to put your phone in another room. And I will say, I've done this before, and I don't know how to explain it, and you could say, oh, it's a placebo, but I do feel like I slept better. Just knowing my phone was out of my room. The thing is, I need to get a good, reliable battery backup alarm clock because I would be terrified that my alarm would not go off.
Yeah, and you know what I do? I use my phone as my main alarm, and I have an iPad with the backup alarm, which has saved me once.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I don't know what I did. I must have turned off my phone alarms the night before and then the backup alarm. Wow. I went, oh, God, okay. Yeah. Thankfully, I made it to work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Also, my mom actually does this. A digital Sabbath. Hers is on. Yeah, she does it on Sunday. So pick one day to go device free. At first, it will feel like actual withdrawal from a drug. But eventually, it becomes a reset. Studies have proven that even short breaks from tech, especially if you get outside during that short break, restores attention and cognitive function. He said, pretend like it's 1995, just for a day. I like that. The digital Sabbath is good. Also, train for depth. I've been working on this. Like, I'm so convicted. I'm just so disappointed in myself and my brain for falling into the phone drug. He said, train for depth, meaning deep reading, especially books, rebuilds attention and comprehension. Have deep conversations and build connection so that you have the capacity to sustain engagement. And he said, it's just like running, just takes consistent time. Maybe go on a walk. I've been doing this. Going on even a 20-minute walk without my phone. Now, granted, when I run, I don't run with my phone. So that's a great break. I don't run with my phone. But, you know, forego, first of all, listen to the Chris and Amy show. And then forego the podcast and forego the Odyssey app as long as you listen to us the rest of the day. And go on a walk with nothing and let your brain be quiet.
And all of these things that we are talking about, not only are they good for you, but they are in turn then good for your kids. You know,
yes.
They're good habits that you can impart to your children. Another one is you can have, and Amy's talking about not having a phone in your bedroom. That can be difficult for a lot of people to do. If they do need to be reachable for emergencies or whatever, I fully understand that and would not tell you to not do that. But you can create, a suggestion here is to create device-free zones in your home and maybe only parts of your house where tablets are allowed or computers are allowed, that you can't just have it on the couch with you or you can't just have it in the bedroom with you, that there is a specific place, specific area in the house that if you want to use these devices, that's the only place you can use them.
And speaking of kids, Jonathan Haidt, who wrote the book, The Anxious Generation, he said it should be a non-negotiable, unequivocal no to phones in the bedroom for your kids. Do not let them have their phones in. Not let them have their phones in their bedroom ever.
There was a study from 2023 from Common Sense Media. They found 60% of 11 to 17 year olds use their phone between midnight and 5 a.m. on school nights.
Whoa!
So I think I was in bed by 10 or 10:30. I think at the latest. Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I was probably asleep by 10:30 every school night, at least. Mm-hmm. And to find out that now, after 12 o'clock, kids are still using their phones between 11 and 17 years old, that's nuts.
It's not good. And the stuff that, you know, is available to them, I saw, man, I struggle with this topic because it's so destructive, but the number of like 8 to 10-year-olds who have seen like hardcore porn has just skyrocketed. That's malformative. That breaks a brain. If you're 8 years old and you see that, you are, I mean, it breaks adults' brains, but it really breaks a kid's brain. And they said, you've got to do not let them go to bed or go into their bedrooms with their phone, because even if they're not looking for it, it pops up or they find it. We've seen how malicious algorithms can be, and there's just not enough protections for kids, and it's terrifying.
Are you talking about porn?
Yeah.
It just shows up in your algorithm?
No, they're saying like they can find it because it was something like 60% of kids, it was very, very young, like we're talking 10, 11, 12, had on accident seen it on their phones. And that's why I'm like, I don't even know. I mean,
how? Like, you have to, that's the kind of thing you have to seek out. What are you on?
Well,
not you. I mean, what are they getting on? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, because you have a different age group. I will say, kind of like what defines porn, they're not going to Pornhub, but I think they're videos when they weren't flagging videos quickly enough. I mean, you can see some pretty risque stuff. Twitter, porn on Twitter has exploded since, Elon Musk took over. It has. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know exactly, but
I don't see a lot of porn in my timeline. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I get a lot of khaki pants.
A lot of khaki pants.
I really think I need to buy khaki pants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.